Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Smith reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler scores. Smith moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke pinch hits for Jim Perry. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. Pierce moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Keene moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Latman moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Freese, who relays the ball to Fox, who tags Aspromonte trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Latman scores. Temple moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians too. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene bunts towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball towards right field. Keene makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Keene. Fox moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland pinch hits for Barry Latman. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Win Hawkins now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freeze moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.